not only was there no covert deal, there was no overt deal, and there wasn't nods and winks. Policies that I produced, that I'm very proud of, came from our beliefs, values, my history, my beliefs, and they weren't dictated by anybody else.
That's Prime Minister David Cameron of the Conservative Tory Party responding to a question today about whether or not he struck a deal with Rupert Murdoch to create government policy in exchange for favorable news coverage. Cameron was appearing at the Leveson Inquiry, which is looking into the relationship between the media and politicians in Britain. The inquiry comes on the heels of the phone hacking scandal that forced Murdoch to close his News of the World newspaper and resulted in criminal charges against the paper's editor, Rebecca Brooks, among others. Earlier this week, former Prime Minister John Major, also from the Conservative Party, dropped a bombshell when he told the inquiry that in the 1990s, Rupert Murdoch demanded that he change the country's foreign policy in exchange for the support of Murdoch's papers. Let's check in with the BBC's Rob Broomby in London. Rob, there was Major's explosive charge that he was asked to make a deal. Then also this week, former Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown said that David Cameron had made a deal with News International. Now, in April, Rupert Murdoch told the inquiry, "I've never asked a prime minister for anything." And today, David Cameron seemed indignant at the suggestion. Are people buying it? What's the reaction?
Well, his words were very strong and very clear. We expected him to say there had been no deals, and he said exactly what we expected. It was nonsense to suggest that a deal had been done to exchange favourable coverage in the Murdoch papers in return for passing his wish, if you like, to extend his control over the satellite broadcaster Sky B. He also said there were no deals to neuter the regulator, the media regulator Ofcom, and trim back the BBC here, which many commentators have speculated about. So his answers were very, very clear. But against all that, what you're left with today at the end of 7 hours of grueling testimony is one little glimpse into the relationship between David Cameron and the former Murdoch executive, Rebecca Brooks, and former editor, which is this insight into their close relationship when their papers came on board and decided to back Mr. Cameron, in which she said, "We're in this together.
Let's
We're
talk
on your
about
side,
that.
Essentially.
Yep. That was a text message that was sent from Rebecca Brooks to David Cameron. The words were, "We're in this together." Now, we know that Cameron and Rebecca Brooks are friends. They're part of what the New York Times calls the Chipping Norton set. This is a social group in the countryside west of London. I believe Brooks' husband was David Cameron's college roommate or something like that.
But indeed, they went horse riding together. These were very close friendships.
So you know, they could have a friendship, but what are people alleging she meant by "we're in this together"?
Well, the idea being, or the idea that the public will take from this, I think, is that they're part of the same ideological journey. They're in this together. She later, at the end of that text, said, "Yes, we cam as in Cameron," but reflecting the Barack Obama line, of course, "Yes, we can." "Yes, we cam." That became a headline in the paper just a few days later. There was a sense in which they'd come fully on board with what Mr. Cameron's mission was about. So nothing about independent journalism here. They were backing very wholeheartedly his political campaign, as it were. Well, and it's that perception of this rich set closed away from normal life, rubbing shoulders, as it were. You don't need to prove one way or the other. There is no evidence one way or the other regarding unofficial deals. But what people understand is that they were very close together. And that's where the public mind starts to work. You don't need to prove anything.
Well, we just have a few seconds here. And that's our question. Do they, the inquiry, I mean, what is the purpose here? It's one thing for a Murdoch news operation to say they support a certain party. That's how people perceive Fox News here in the U.S. It's another to say that party will make policy because of that support. So just a couple seconds here. What's the inquiry trying to find?
Well, to repeat, there's no smoking gun.
Right.
There's no evidence yet. But he did put someone in charge of the deal, of the decision to approve a very important takeover, who'd already expressed a preference for that outcome. So that's where the questions lie, and that's where the problems lie for the Prime Minister. It's now one of perception.
Quite something. The BBC's Rob Broomby in London, following the Leveson inquiry, the relationship between politicians and the media in London. Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And up next, a court in Egypt dissolves the newly elected parliament, as if there weren't enough excitement there. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.